B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 105 and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. Andrew, I can listen to that, man. That's 20 years ago. I can't believe that that's 20 years ago, basically. 2000, it was January of 2002.
That's outrageous. I think that was his last year, right? Because I'm pretty sure Buck did the following NFC Championship game.
Was it really the last year?
Because I think Buck did the Buccaneers game.
Really?
I'll have to double check. Buck definitely did the Falcons game. We know that.
I didn't think that was his last. Maybe it was.
If not, it was second to last.
Well, he came back. He started doing... Didn't he do, like, the Cowboys? Like, he just did a couple
Certain games?
Yeah, I think it was something
like
that.
That makes sense. Because he and Madden did split up for 1 year, so maybe he did one more year.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure Madden, if I remember, Madden did a year with Michaels or something, or a couple years with Michaels.
Yeah, he did. No, that was a big deal.
By the way, this gets me excited. Matt Breen tweeting, the Phillies are getting ready to play their first inter-squad game today.
Really?
And in the lineup, Harper, Hoskins, Bohm, and Bruce.
Nice.
Think about that. If Bohm can play well, right, in his first year, and if Hoskins is not a 180 hitter in the second half of the season, that's actually a pretty tough lineup.
It is a tough lineup. No joke. It's no joke. It's no joke lineup.
Think about that. That's lefty, righty, righty, lefty pop.
Yeah, that's no joke.
Power.
Yeah, I agree. No joke of a lineup, man. Without a doubt. Let's go to the phone lines. Jason, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jace!
Yo, what's up, man? How are
what's
you,
What's up, my brother?
What's going on? You excited today? What's up? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're always good. Yeah. Chunas, what's up, my man?
Hello.
Listen, yesterday, my bad, by the time I got... You know, after Broussard, I couldn't hear what you were saying to me, so I couldn't even have like a 2-minute conversation with you. So I appreciate you hanging in there with me yesterday.
No problem, buddy. You know that. No problem.
Yeah, I love you, Ant. So, I was going to start the conversation about the Sixers, but, you know, talking about this Eagles replay, I just got done therapy over that game. Come on, man. You're killing me.
You're like strong enough. You can handle it. It's a part of our DNA.
I know. Listen, it's part of, being a Philly fan.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So, listen, I heard the interview with Embiid talking about, you know, he doesn't really think it's a big deal. They're going to have practice. It's not the first time they played together, blah, 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 blah. I just wanted your take on it because... You know, this restart or whatever is going to be like probably the most insane circumstances to ever play a game probably in these guys' lives. And I'd have to think that their routines are going to be all messed up and they're going to have to create new routines. So I just wanted your thought process.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question off of that. Let me ask you a question off of that. It is. It's completely different, but it's completely different for everybody.
No, I know. Yeah.
So what's the... Like I heard. I mean, I don't want to go. I don't think it's a good idea. But he's going to go for his teammates, all that. I mean, not for nothing. Look, the virus is the virus.
Yep.
But it should be interesting. It's all get out, man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm expecting them to play well. I think we got to hold them up to playing well.
I agree. I mean, at this point, you know, you gotta remain positive because the whole. As I said yesterday, I mean, when 2020 rolled around and Kobe Bryant dies the way that he dies, I'm like, okay, this year is going to be like a disaster. And then obviously the virus came. So I happen to be in a business where I actually knew the virus was out there because I actually import a lot of goods into the U.S. But,
wow.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, oh yeah, we were hearing about it on from our suppliers in October that there was something going on in China. So, at the end of the day, man, like, I agree. Everybody's in the same boat. You got to remain optimistic because, listen, at the end of the day, everybody's so focused on all the negative stuff. You got to remain positive because if not, you're going to, like, bury your head in the sand and never come back out. You know what I mean? And as a dad, as a husband, I try to remain positive because I really don't have
any other choice.
That's what you
got to do, man. You got to be strong, brother.
You got to be. That's the DNA of being a South Jersey Philly fan. You know what I mean?
There you go, buddy. I like it. I like it.
You know, and Chunis, listen, I haven't heard the song in days. Can I please hear the song, please?
Play the song for that man.
Thank you.
There you go, Dave. You too, my brother. How about that? Nice when you hear the song.
I like that. I like the song. Some positive baseball news in terms of testing, if you want me to read this off to you. ESPN has learned that during MLB's 8 days of intake tests, they did 3,740 saliva tests that were completed. There were 66 positives, which is just 1.8% of the testing, which is great. And then the next round of testing, obviously, the players and staff members, they didn't come back because they had to quarantine themselves for a little bit. I'm sure others quarantined themselves as well. They did 2,111 tests, only 10 positives. So that's only 0.5%.
That's good.
It's a good sign for baseball.
It is a good sign. You know, the key for baseball is, I think you're right, it's going to get underway. The key is going to be, can they continue? You know, can you survive?
Right.
Other people contracting it. That's going to be the, I think that's the, that for all these, like you see, like the MLS, right? So Dallas has to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
There was another team that can't play, they got postponed, but they're not withdrawing. So, I mean, I think everybody's going to give it a shot, and it's just going to be about whether or not they can, you know, you can survive and play. You have enough players. AB, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AB, what's happening?
Anthony, good to talk to you
what's
again.
What's up, my brother? How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing a lot of work from home, so I'm not in the car as much. So I've been listening, but I've been on the phone doing that sort of thing. So it's been tough to call in, but you've kept me going through all this. So I'm
glad
you're
my brother. I'm glad your family's safe and everybody's good.
Everybody's good. I'll tell you what, you were hitting on the boys earlier. Been home with my kids. Did you ever see the Robin Williams special in the early 2000s when he's got about a million bottles of water on a table? It's a comedy special.
No.
He's drinking, I think it's post 9/11, and he's drinking like 10 bottles of water at a time. That's what my house looks like. So I can relate.
Yes.
There's water bottles everywhere.
And here's the thing, right? Like, I love the Pellegrino water, right? Like, I like the fizz. And he's little creeps are drinking like half a. They take a couple sips and they let the fizz out.
That's rough. Well, I go and I open the fridge and I got 10 bottles of water that are falling out at me. That
yeah,
half drank,
so. They punks. That's right. That's right.
Oh, man. Well, listen, you were hitting on McNabb earlier, and that broadcast just brought everything back. You got, you know, Madden recognizing greatness on the field with Doc. And then you got McNabb, who the year before, I think both games, playoff games, that disappointing home loss to the Giants and the win against the Bucs, he throws for less than 150 yards. Then that game against St. Louis, what he throw for 160.
Yes.
And then the following year, he's in that 200 range, one touchdown, two interceptions every game. Never a clutch player. Yeah. And it leads to my point. Canton, never. Never,
right.
Never. I don't want the Carmichael treatment 40 years from now. Never. I don't want to see it. Ever. No thank you.
I agree. I agree with you. It's not about, this isn't about 5-8. It's about understanding that, look, you know, he had some great moments and he had some, he won some big games, but he wasn't Canton. Like, Canton is.
He wasn't clutch.
He wasn't.
Clutch.
He wasn't at all. He was anti-clutch.
Yep.
Now I'm with you.
Yep.
That's a good call,
well, listen,
man.
And I got one more thing for you. You're talking about those missed guys.
Yes.
Earlier.
Who you got for me?
Dave Stewart.
Wow. Smoke Stewart.
Smoke.
You're right. Yep. He was here. And then, like, he did.
Yep.
Not, maybe that was the guy I was thinking about. And then he went to the Dodgers, and he was just lights out.
Well, right. He went to the A's.
Or the A's, the A's, yeah.
Yeah, but I think he went 4 or 5 years in a row winning 20 games when we had to deal with the Bruce Ruffins and the Shane Rawleys and the Ken Howells of the world. I mean, that's the definition of torture.
Dude, that's a great one, AP. Strong, man. That's a great one. Wow. Smoke Stewart. AB, you take care of yourself. God bless the family, brother.
You too, my man.
Thanks, buddy. Soon. I like it.
Now, a lot of people also tweeting in Ryan Sandberg. Of course.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knew that was a trade. Yeah, but who was the... There was somebody that's going to drive me nuts. I got to go back and look at the transactions. There was a guy... who they had in camp, and they let him go, and he it was a Phillies. I'm going to say it was a pitcher. And the guy went on to be, like, really effective. There's a couple of those. Probably more. There's a lot in hockey. We got Bobrovsky in hockey, Patrick Sharp. We got...
Recent Jay tweets in Shen. You know, Shen goes on to the Blues and wins.
I know. Yeah, he's had a... How about the career he's at?
Now, people are tweeting this one in, but I appreciate Mike for tweeting it in and putting a question mark next to it. Andre Iguodala.
No.
I didn't think so.
Nah, not at all. How does he go... He wins a title because he's playing on the greatest team ever.
Are you thinking of Willie Hernandez?
Nah.
Boy, West Virginia Rick texting it.
Yeah, nah. But he wound up being like an MVP, right? Like, I know he won the Cy Young. That's actually a great answer by Rick. That's a great answer. Oh, man, who was the guy? I'm trying to think. There was somebody else. I'm saying recent. I'm saying in the 2000s. There was a guy.
There was a guy in the tooth, and he was a pitcher?
Yeah. This chair is the worst. What is up with this chair?
I hear you.
My God.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Let's go to Glenn and Wallingford. Gee, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, buddy? How's it going,
what's
man?
What's going on, G, man?
Just living our lives right now, man. Working from home, running some errands, doing some stuff, you know, had to change a tire. But my son went out, he's like, I just need to go for a ride. He's 20 now. So he's like, I just need to go for a ride and clear my head. I'm like, all right, you know, just be careful. He comes back last night with the flat tire. I'm like, oh, so I have to go out there, show him how to change the tire so he knows how to do it next time. So he's on his way going over to get the tire fixed now. So,
Really? Look at you, Dad. Look at you. That's fantastic.
I'm like, I'm not doing it. I didn't get the flat tire. So, but, you know, these are such the life lessons we need to teach, right? So,
that's right, you know, brother. That's right.
When little Aunt and Mass, you know, all of a sudden take the car out, you'll see.
Yeah.
Little kids, little problems. Big kids, big problems. So.
Yeah, dude, I hear you. I'm worried about water right now. I'm not worried about Moss taking a car. And knowing him, that's good. I'm going to never sleep.
Trust me. You know what? That's one of my wife's pet peeves. Like, he would have friends over, even for years, when they were like little kids, like your kids' age. They come over and they think, you know, it could even be not even like a regular full bottle. What it could be like those little kid pal things of water. They take a sip out of it and the thing's half empty. And you're like, well, and next thing you know, there's like three kids there and there might be eight half drank bottles of water. I'm like, how is that even possible? Drink the rest of it. I don't even understand that. You're right.
Dude, they do it all the time. What are you doing? So, they do, stop.
Don't feel special. I think it's all the kids today. Yeah. I think they just do it to get on their parents' nerves.
But, yes, yes.
Hey, you know, it's funny. You were talking about Joel earlier to start the show. And listen, we love Joel because he's almost kind of like Shaq-esque in the way that he just doesn't care. He doesn't speak his mind. He's kind of like jovial and everything like that. But obviously, you know, Shaq, when he was on the floor, you knew. You know, he was going to bring it, especially early Shaq, right?
Right.
You weren't messing with Shaq. but and you know, and that's what we want from Joel, right? So that's we want that. You know, Shaq talks about it all year when whenever he watches his games on TNT. He wants Joel to like destroy, seek and destroy.
Yes, you know,
it's
yes.
It's just not his nature, unfortunately. So I don't know, because you know, I don't know whether to chalk it up to his generation or just. That gene, I don't know. I mean, because I think about guys his age now, because they all went through AA. Now, he did not really do that, right? I mean, he came young and went to Kansas, but, I mean, he wasn't like one of these AAU kids who had friends everywhere. You know, it's just different. You know what I mean? They all don't have that killer mentality like Kobe did, you know, and even LeBron to a point, right?
I mean, yes, it's just, without a doubt. That's real. You're right.
I just don't know how it's, you know, inherently, inside of these guys. I don't know. It's just a different time. But
I keep thinking about the idea of the carrot. Like, what reaches him? What's the carrot that gets him to play? Right?
I mean, you're right. I mean, he's got to, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody has to find their own motivation, right? So I don't know whether as he starts getting a little bit older and sees maybe his own basketball mortality, you know, creeping in.
Yeah.
Does that do it? You know what I mean? So
you're right.
I don't know. The other thing I'm excited is that I heard you, you know, touch on it a second ago with the MLS. You know, 8:30 tomorrow morning, I'll be watching the Union. You know,
I'm down with the Union, baby.
And you know me, man. I'll watch soccer. You know, I'm Mr. Champions League.
Yeah,
you
know, I got news for you. I was talking about it earlier, I like it. I watched yesterday. I watched Arsenal in the rain against Leicester City.
That was an entertaining game. It was a lot of chances. You know, it was only 1-1, but still, it was a lot of chances.
It was a fun game.
The crowd noise helps. The crowd noise definitely helps because when the German league started and I could hear, you know, speaking, you know, voices, tongues, different tongues out there. I couldn't understand what they were saying, but you could hear like the ball hit their foot and them like calling for the ball. It was eerie, but at least with the crowd noise, you know, for the viewer, it's much more appealing. So I've definitely been, and you know what? Listen, this soccer, I mean, in the European leagues, I mean, they're going to go, and then the Champions League starts in August, and they basically are going to have like a 6-week window before they start the season up again.
Yeah, that's right.
Then they're going to go at it again. So, and who knows, if they're able to keep their numbers down, which everything seems to be good over there, they're talking about fans in the fall. When the 2021 season starts. So
that's interesting. I'm with you on the fan. I think all the teams, all the sports should do the fans pipe in that noise. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Is that you reach us? We'll come back, continue the conversation. I'm enjoying today. You know what? It's a breath of fresh air, Andrew.
And I have an update from Philly's inner squad.
Yeah, look, you all geeked up.
I have no idea.
I like it. All right, listen, like a lot of people in Philadelphia, it's one of our traits. We got a guy for things, right? I got a guy for everything. Believe me, I know a lot of people, because I'm a people person. I got a guy for something. I'm always like, I'd recommend this guy for that, this guy for that. You need reservations, I got you hooked up. Whatever it is, I got you. I got an air conditioning guy now. You need an air conditioning system? I got a guy. He's the best. All right? Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. All right? Remember the name, Service First. And since, you know, look, you're spending a lot of time indoors this summer, my guys at Service First installing the new air conditioning. They're going to be coming to my house. The owner, Brian, already came out, right? Walked around, checked out the system. He knows exactly what's going on. We're walking around. I don't know anything, right? And now I got this house. What do I know? And so he's looking at the systems, the whole thing. And he's like, listen, here's the deal. He gave me a good estimate, a better estimate, and a best estimate. All right? There's three ways you can handle this stuff. And he works with you. So you got 0% financing for 72 months on a qualifying system. I'm telling you, they got everything you need. All right, I'm an allergy person. Right? I got bad allergies, and Jersey. Oh God, it's the worst. Kills me. They got air purification solutions. All right, they got air scrubbers, UV lights, media filters, and of course, Service First Techs are also following CDC distancing guidelines. So they take every precaution to keep your home safe and clean for service throughout Bucks and Montgomery counties. I'm telling you. Trust Service First. Go see Brian. I'm telling you, you're going to love them. They're a trained comfort specialist, a Mitsubishi Diamond Preferred dealer. Call my guy, Service First Heating and Air Conditioning, or visit ServiceFirstHVAC.com today.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, come on, baseball, man.
You want your update?
Give me some update.
So JT, they're doing the little inner squad. It goes yard.
Really?
Bryce Harper, because it's an empty stadium, everyone can hear it, yells, sign the man.
No.
Love that.
Are you serious?
Now, guess who hit the home run off of?
Who?
Your boy, Mr. Pillows, Cole Irvin.
Oh. Well.
So I got a couple takeaways here.
You can taking Cole deep.
I got a couple takeaways. No. I got a couple takeaways. JT's feeling good. Home run. Bryce Harper is going to be the guy that is the reason why he resigns him, because obviously Klentak sucks. And Cole Irvin hasn't gotten any better. So there you go. There's your three takeaways.
Man, I agree.
I appreciate Harper yelling, sign the man, though.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we started the show, we're talking about, like, love and all, and I got to get to, hold on, Sean and Mickey want to talk about the playback. So let me get these guys up. I want to finish the playback stuff.
And of course, the playback.
And then go ahead.
Was brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
Good job. But I do want to get to Harper, how we feel about Harper. And I want to continue with that game. And we're doing heartbreak stuff, right? Heartbreak stuff over the next couple weeks because A, I think we're strong enough. B, they're interesting storylines. Like, what did you learn about that game against St. Louis? Like, that's the greatest show on turf, and they got them on the ropes.
Yeah.
And if Troy Vincent, Damon Moore, and Kyrell Buchholter don't get hurt during the game, I don't know, maybe it's a different story.
It was interesting. That first half was control the clock. We talked about it, right? Yeah. Not until late in the second quarter did Donovan finally complete a pass to a wide receiver. Now, that may tell you that the wide receiver stunk, but it also told you they ran the ball a lot. A lot of dink and dunk, control the clock, because
yeah,
it's the old theory. You know, obviously, they're winning because of their offense, St. Louis, so keep the ball out of their hands.
What's that say, though, right? That does say about them and during that period of time, right? Yeah. Let's go to Mickey. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Mick.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
What's happening, Mick?
Hey, tune us real quick. You may be dealing with a tropical storm down at the shore on Friday, so just be prepared for some indoor day drinking, I guess.
I'm okay with that. I'll power through it.
Yeah. Is it really? Fill me in on this. I didn't know this.
Yeah, no, there's a big front coming off the coast of South Carolina, and Hatteras is going to get whacked, and we're supposed to have a pretty wild Friday down the shore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Great.
So what you guys have been talking about is exactly the point I always make about Donovan and Andy to a certain degree, where I tell people when we're talking about that era of Eagles football, is that when Donovan and Andy got ahead of you and got on top of you, they could really roll you. But the one thing I never describe Donovan as is clutch, because if the opposing team got on top of them, he would never bring the team back. And there's actually a stat somewhere that I think Donovan played 160 some odd games in his career, and he has like 14 come from behind wins, which is, I mean, it just blows me away. So clutch is not a word you can use to define Donovan.
Right, and therefore, he can't be in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not. He never brought that team back from behind. Almost 14 times. Never.
He was a complete front runner. And listen, you can say what you want about Andy. And yeah, did Andy get away from the run at times? Yes, without a doubt.
He definitely did.
However, the guy that had plays and the guy that I still say, the guy that kept them from winning a Super Bowl wasn't Andy Reid. It was Five.
100%.
He was the guy. He's got damn.
100%.
He's got Westbrook on a wheel route in the end zone. It was a great call, and he missed him. And he comes back to the sidelines. Hey, Don, what happened? Oh, the wind took it. Oh, the wind took your ass.
And the missed player that's kind of recent is Pat Chung.
Yeah, but again, I think he's more Belichick. I don't think he's as good as he is here as he was then.
Yeah, you're probably right. But, you know, it just drives me crazy that he left here and just all of a sudden becomes a bust-out player for Belichick.
Yeah, I know. Coleman's the better one because I think Coleman actually was legit. Like, he'd throw his body around, you know?
For sure.
Good stuff, Mick. Good play. Thanks, safe guys. Down there tomorrow. You got a bad store tomorrow, huh?
I'll power through it. I'll bring all the fish in.
Well, hanging out during can't beat that.
I love the garage in the rain. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Hanging out in the garage? Because I love watching the rain.
Oh, I do too.
I'm a big fan.
I'm a huge storm fan. Yeah, I love the storm.
You know, I'm a maniac.
I love the rain.
I don't have any cover outside, right? So I can't just...
Oh, you got a garage down there?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, house.
Oh, good.
I'll sit in the garage. My dad's got a TV in the garage, too. I mean, it's beautiful.
Ah, that's the move. That's the move.
You can make it work, of course.
Yeah. Hey, question. Because you're a five... I'm not going to call you a lover, but you're a five defender.
I really like Don McNabb, yeah.
You're a five defender. Uh-huh. Now, you were... In fairness to you...
He was my franchise quarterback.
Right. You were a child.
Right.
Now, going back and watching these games, you watched today. He was horrible in the game.
Yeah, he wasn't good. I mean, I wonder if he was more so just a regular season quarterback, right? I don't know. He obviously doesn't have that clutch gene.
Right. The problem, again, is, I'm not trying to be mean. He's still, in my eyes, the most overrated Eagle in the history of the franchise. Like, I completely disagree with any idea. Anybody that says they blame Andy more than Five, no. Donovan's not as good as he is if not for Reed. I mean, Andy Reed, he's proven that he can coach quarterbacks.
Yes, he can. Of course. You don't think Donovan has a good career?
No.
Without Andy?
Not as good. I think he has his best career with Andy.
I mean, it's still pretty impressive what he did with the lack of talent around him.
Yeah.
I mean, and then look, you got him a receiver, right? In T.O., and look what happened. I mean,
go back.
I know there was throws behind him, and T.O. made the plays.
Yeah, but they were also wide open. They had such weaponry. The guys were wide open.
Right, but before that, he still put together a pretty good career leading up to that without weaponry. You know, he had B. West before he had T.O., and then it was...
I'd still argue that when it came to the success during that period of time, just looking at sheer players, Brian Westbrook was more valuable than Donovan McNabb. I believe that. And so were a couple of guys on defense.
Well, definitely the defense.
Huh?
Definitely the defense.
Just saying. Sean, you're on 97.5. The Fanatic got me mad at 5 all over again.
He'll always love me.
What's up, Sean?
Cuz, what's happening? How you
doing? What's up, my brother?
The replay, January 02, my bachelor party, right? 12 of us in Vegas.
Wow.
At Bard Rock. So, wild weekend, we go to Mandalay Bay to watch the game. That's where we watch the game. So, that's first half, all 12 of us just going nuts, man. We had them. At halftime, we had it won. We're hugging strangers. Every guy in the place laying on the Eagles was with us. It was nuts.
You guys loaded up on the birds.
They covered that day. It was my bachelor party. I would have wanted to do. I had to take them out.
Of course.
Oh, heck of a time, man. I mean,
that had to be incredible.
From what I remember.
So let me ask you, relive it. It's a 4 o'clock game Eastern, 4:30. So it's 1:30 Vegas time. You're banged up from the Saturday night at the Hard Rock, and the Hard Rock had those. If I remember correctly,
the circle bar.
Oh my God! So you're banged up. You mosey down like around 10 o'clock. Get a cup of coffee, right? Just to clear your head a little, and then you start drinking again.
And we're pretty fired up.
Yes.
I mean, most of us. It was 11 of my boys. I mean, most of us late 20s, early 30s at the time.
The best.
I was 31, and just. We were pretty much by 11 a.m. Sunday. We were ready to go. We were priming up, and we were fired up. They started coming back in the second quarter, took the lead at half. Like I said, it was on. I
mean, that was
so we were going.
That's fantastic, brother. Yeah. Fantastic, my man. Great stuff, brother. Hell of a time, man. I can only imagine.
Full circle. We're still married. 18 years later, we had a huge party at the house, family, neighbors. 5-year-old saw the championship. Doesn't have to live the pain of those NFC.
God bless you, brother. God's beautiful, man. God bless you, brother. That's fantastic. That's a great story, too, man. That's a great story. I love that stuff. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know, dude. Oh, my God. Great to show on turf. Damn.
PTO and 0-0 or 0-2 instead of 0-4. You know, give me just Pinkston and Thrash. Yeah, all right. But. I just needed one more weapon to get over the
top. That would have been awesome. Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it, brother. How about that? It's a great bachelor party. All the guys together.
Yes, it is. Sucks that they lost, but yeah, he enjoyed himself.
That's fantastic.
Right, he's banged up. He's like, I'm going to take the Eagles. The Eagles outright. By the way, speaking of good stories, this just came up on NBCSportsPhilly.com. So John Kruk joined Chris Long on his podcast. Chris Long's been doing that podcast, has a bunch of former players on. Remember we talked about the Michael Bennett story? Because Michael Bennett said that Nick Foles was better than Carson Wentz. Well, John Kruk was his latest interview. And Kruk told a story. Apparently, every time they go to Kansas City to cover a Phillies game, and remember they were there last year, early in the year. Kruk has a guy in Kansas City that brings him ribs all the time. Whenever they go to play the Royals, he brings them ribs into the broadcast booth or wherever they find a way. But apparently his buddy Mitch was not going to be around that week of the series. So he said, I cooked you up your ribs. I made you some salmon too. I'll send somebody up to give it to you. So they knew the schedule a while in advance, of course. Obviously, you get the schedule early. So he said, here's my buddy George's phone number. He'll bring it to you. So for a full year, Kruk was texting with a guy named George about, hey, we'll have your ribs ready for you. We'll have your salmon ready for you, all this stuff. Turns out it was George Brett.
Get out of here.
And he had no idea. So for a full year, John Kruk was texting George Brett, but he was just the rib guy. Like in his phone, it was George the Rib Guy.
And it's George Brett.
It's George Brett the whole time.
Oh my God. Hall of Famer, like, George Brett.
Can you imagine? He goes, do you need a credential? Like, I'll get you. Like, John Kruk goes, hey, George, I'll get you a credential.
Who's Mr. Kansas City Royal?
Yeah, exactly. And George Brett's like, nah, I'm all right. I don't need a credential.
Dude, did we ever in the playbacks, have we done the 80 World Series?
No, we did the 80 Houston Series. No, we did.
No, we never did the Royals series.
No, yeah, you're right. We did the Houston at LCS.
That's got to be on the list before we get out of here.
Of course.
Before, but before sports comes back.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good idea to play that.
Although,
one.
we might have waited for October, because October will be nothing left. It's...
tell me that. Don't you dare.
It'll be sports free.
Don't you dare tell me that.
Oh, my God, please no. Let's go to Nikki. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki.
Gentlemen, how we doing, man?
What's going on, brother?
First of all, listen, there was a movie about 20 years ago. I think it was called Signs. It's an M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the movie starts out, and he's got a little, it's got that, what's his name, the crazy guy, Mel Gibson, and yes. His little daughter is
he runs around the house, right?
Right, and she's leaving bottles of water everywhere, on the mantle plate, on the end tables, on the coffee tables, and long story short, it's aliens, and at the end of the movie, the aliens invade the house. And they can't stop them, but she knocks over a water bottle. And it turns out they're afraid of water, and they start throwing water bottles at her.
Yes, 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 yes. I remember that. And here's the thing about that movie that made no sense to me.
Go ahead.
All right. This is the dumbest premise for a movie.
Yes.
All right. And I thought the first 90 minutes were fantastic, right? Really was.
Yeah, because it's all weird. You don't know what's going on.
It was all the build up, and it was fantastic until you saw the alien, and it was a stupid looking alien. It looked like a sleek stack kind of figure, whatever it was. But here's the problem. So you're telling me the alien it's so brilliant that its vulnerability is to water, and it chooses Earth to come and invade.
75% water.
That covers, right. It's covered by water, and oh, by the way, it rains. Like, when they showed Brazil, you remember that?
Yeah.
The alien, they're showing the news. Oh, my God, we have aliens in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, wherever it was. And I'm going, well, what about in the afternoon when it rains in Brazil? Are they, what happened to the alien? Oh, it melted on the sidewalk.
There's so much humidity in the Amazon, they can't even step out and jump.
Exactly! That's the stupidest thing in the world! The water kills the alien!
But long story short, your kids are saving you from aliens. That's the true story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, and listen, so McNabb was a front runner. I don't mean that derogatory way.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right.
We knew this. If he takes the lead early and hits his first two or three passes, we win the game. It's when he's behind, he could never, like you said, he wasn't clutch. But EPL, this is why I called you. You and I are the same. Listen, we understand that Tiger Woods and Jack Nicholson and all these great golfers and tennis players and all that, they're all great, okay? And it's enjoyable to watch head-to-head competition. But we want sports where somebody's trying to stop us from doing something. And that's why you're kind of falling in love with EPL. But it's the only sport that's out there right now where there's a physical player trying to grab the ball from you, trying to stop you, trying to physically move you off your spot, trying to take the ball from you. And that's why, like, this weekend, Formula One started. I'm an avid Formula One fan, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, I'm still watching cars going around the track. You know, I need what you want, which is, I need football, basketball, baseball. Baseball's, it's one of those
sports where
except for the pitcher, nobody's trying to stop you to get somewhere, but it's still a very, chess game, you know. But, yeah, I'm with you, and I just, who knows what's
going
to happen.
That's why I'm watching EPL. I'm going, yeah. I don't know, whatever.
It's grown men. It's grown men trying to physically stop
you. Yeah, man, and it's good ball. You know, it's good sport, like team sport.
And they just run, man. They just run. They're physically fit, and I know Mike likes to say basketball players are the most elite athletes in the world, but you look at these soccer players.
Yeah,
they can do because they're doing.
They're amazing.
They're not flipping the ball with their hands.
Yeah, no, they're
from
amazing.
One spot to another, and they're dropping balls now, just like Wentz drops dimes. They're dropping dimes 70 yards down the field.
Yeah, they're amazing. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. They're amazing. It's good stuff. Thank you, Nikki.
Yep,
you're the best. See you, buddy. Maybe that's why I went to ask Nick about Formula One. That's where they go through the cities, right?
Yeah, so there's one in Paris that does it. I don't know if all of them do it. They just have the different kind of courses. It's not just the, you know.
Well, it's in the city, right?
Like
it's not at a track.
Well, I think some are on a track, but some are through the cities, yeah.
Yeah, like I would be in on the Formula One if they're at the cities.
Until you see the same part over and over and over again.
What's that?
Oh, same, because they're going around the track. They're not right. Like, you know, it's not like the Tour de France.
But are you going, oh, see, right. So I don't know. I guess I'd just be in for the scenery.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's that building for the 12th time.
By the way, isn't that the dumbest thing in the world? In that, like, listen, like M. Night, God bless him, man. He's done, you know, so many, you know, so much great stuff. He's the local guy.
Yeah.
But, and the first night, he's got the best actors on the planet.
Yeah, you're right. First 90 minutes. Great right. Movie.
It's a great movie. And then all of a sudden, you go, wait a second. How am I supposed to think how to kill the alien? And all these great minds and brilliant creative minds, you come up with water as the way to kill the alien? What sense does that possibly make?
That makes no sense whatsoever. Like it's almost like, oh man, I need to figure out how to end this movie.
Right.
This is so great, but I need an ending.
Budget.
Maybe right
you got
out of money.
Great acting, right? Great actors, the whole thing. And you're giving me water? And they're coming to Earth? Come on.
Bummed you out a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I just thought it was dumb.
Yeah, it was.
You gotta give me something better than that.
By the way, I want to give a little bit of football news. The Baltimore Ravens, I'm sure other teams will do this soon, have announced that if fans are allowed to attend the season, they've made their cap. They're only going to allow 14,000 into the stadium at M&T Bank Stadium. That, of course, holds 71,000 fans. So they would allow 14,000.
Yeah, I don't know. How in the world are you going to have fans? That's insane. You know, is there any way you can have fans?
No, they shouldn't. They really shouldn't at this point.
I mean, I can't fathom fans being in place. That sounds insane. All right, let me stick in Petey, because I love Pete. Pete Princeton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Petey!
What's up, how are you? I hope your families are okay.
You too, my brother.
Before I talk about my McMahon situation, my daughter, the softball starting up as well. So your kid should be getting a call pretty soon. Actually, my kid played a tournament in Pennsylvania. So
your kid
should be getting a call pretty soon. Yeah, should be getting. And was besides having like only two fans per player, and the kids sitting like, you know, social distancing in the dugout and that kind of stuff. It was normal softball. It really was. And baseball the same way. I saw baseball and field there as well. So,
how about this? So it's so ironic. The email I get, 12:59 today, so not even an hour ago, unfortunately, we do not have enough players for our league. Look out for an email for fall ball. I'm so bummed out, Pete.
Well, this is travel. It's not all the next leagues are canceled, but travel and stuff. I thought your kid had started to get into that travel.
He did. He was supposed to try out. I don't know what happened, and damn. Right.
So that kind of stuff's picking up, at least for baseball and softball.
All right.
So, you know, look at that. But my thing on McNabb is, and believe me, I would never consider myself a McNabb lover or anything else, but I just quickly kind of looked up stats. Like, I want to hear what people are saying. You know, 24 game-winning drives, 16 comeback wins in the fourth quarter, more passing yards, less interceptions than Jim Kelly, more rushing yards. His career, when you put in that app where you put in, like, what person resembles another person in their career? Jim Kelly is the one that comes up for Donovan McNabb all the time. I wouldn't call him clutch, especially against the Rams and the Cardinals and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Three huge games, by the way.
Well, about Tampa.
Bay, if you want to include that.
Yeah, Carolina.
Include that. Yeah. So all that stuff being said, if we're going to not judge, you know, we don't give Foles the credit for what he did in those couple games that he did, I don't know if McNabb can do all what he's done in all those years, and because what he do in those four games, and go, he's not clutch. He played in four NFC Championship games, which means he won four division games.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that, right? By just looking at it, We need to dive into each of the games. Like he beats the Bears, right? In the playoffs. Well, who won that game? The defense won that. Damn, I'm up. Pete, let's do this next week, all right?
Yeah. No problem.
Love you, buddy. See you, brother. Take care of yourself. Everybody, thank you for listening. Mikey Miss coming up next. See you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.